So tonight we're honoring the National Day of Prayer, which actually is tomorrow, but we're getting a 12-hour start.
At least head start on it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. We're getting ahead of the game. We can all, our nation can always use prayer. And anyway, we really felt this was important to come together, and we want to hook up with what thousands, I'm sure, of people will, maybe millions of believers around our nation will be praying tomorrow. And they have a certain theme, and they have scriptures that they highlight. So we wanted to start with that. I really love the theme for this year. It's lift up the word.
Lift up the word.
And light up the world. So I think that's super cool. Y'all got a handout when you came in. That scripture, I mean, that theme is on there. And also this scripture is on there. 2 Samuel 22, verse 29 through 31. And I'm reading it out of the New King James. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven.
Amen.
He is a shield to all who trust in him.
Oh,
this
is
a power-packed verse. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it says that the Lord, he enlightens our darkness. Did you know that he will reveal to us things that maybe the enemy, strategies of the enemy that he has planned for us, and he'll tell us ahead of time? We don't have to be in the dark. We can know what's happening in our world. We can know what's happening in our family ahead of time. And he shows us these things so we can pray. Amen. So we know how to pray, what to say, and how to, and then I like how it says how to run against those troops. He says, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. To me, that represents obstacles and snares and traps of the enemy. But he empowers us. Aren't you glad we're on the winning side?
Man.
Glory to God. And we can know what to do, what to say, and how to pray. You know, really, we realize that there's two different kingdoms at work in the world. That's all there is, folks. There's not, you know, a lot multiple choice. There's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light, and the kingdom of Satan, which is the kingdom of darkness. And we can't be in both. We're one or the other. And thank God when we get born again that we came out of that kingdom of darkness and we are now in what? The kingdom of light. Praise the Lord. Wonderful scripture in Colossians 1:13 out of the Amplified. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself.
Yeah.
I love this. Out of the control and dominion of darkness. We're not under that control or dominion anymore. He's transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Yes.
And we're in this kingdom of light. But even though we're in the kingdom of light, we realize there's a lot of darkness out there. Anybody seen that lately? But it's real easy to focus on that darkness. And some people even get in fear because of how blatant and bold that those that are controlled by darkness have become, but not us. We refuse to focus on the darkness. Instead, what are we going to focus on? We're going to focus on Jesus and his word.
Of course, that reminds me of the scripture where sin abounds, where darkness abounds, grace does, light does, the glory of the Lord does much more abound.
Much more.
And that's the mindset that we really need to have.
That's
amen?
Right. Amen.
We don't want to live a life full of doubt and despair and worrying and complaining and being sad.
No.
Why? Because we're of God. And we have the faith that overcomes the world.
Yeah, we do.
I like what Brother Moore says. He said, you know, that doubt despairs is sad and, you know, is just so bummed out. But faith rejoices, give thanks, and is glad. Amen?
Amen.
So we're glad to be a part of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Well, the Word of God tells us that Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12 says this, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I'm the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness.
Amen.
Because you will have the light that leads to life. That's very interesting.
Amen.
If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness.
Thank
so
God.
That's conditional.
Yeah, it is.
So it's conditional upon us walking with him every day and following Him, understanding His ways, yeah, and living for Him with all of our heart. And as we do that, yeah, we'll not have any darkness in our lives.
Amen.
Because you will have the light that
thank
leads
you,
to life.
Amen.
And so what is the Word of God? The Word of God is light.
It brings light.
We know that Psalms 119 verse 130 says, it says, the entrance of your words give light.
Yeah.
It gives understanding to the simple. Amen.
Amen.
Are you glad for the Word of God?
Amen.
Are you glad that the Word of God is living in you?
That's right.
It's light in you. It lightens your understanding.
Yes.
It lightens
yes.
up your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Psalms 119, 105 says that the Word is a lamp to my feet,
yes,
and it is a light into my path. And then Jesus said this in John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. This is from the NLT. It says, the Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone.
Yeah.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it.
Amen.
Say it with me, the darkness,
the darkness
can never extinguish the light.
Extinguish the light.
Amen.
And no matter how dark, all it takes is just maybe even a little one little candle or one little flashlight in a dark room, and wow, you can see. Hallelujah. And darkness can never say, no, I don't want to go. If you go into a dark room and turn on a light, no matter how much darkness may say, I want to stay. Nope. It's got to go when light shows up. Hallelujah. Thank God for the light of Jesus. And because we have Jesus on the inside of us, and we have His Word, then the Bible says that we are the light. You and I are the light of the world. There's a scripture in Matthew chapter 5, and we'll look at verse 14 through 16. Again, out of the NLT, you are the light of the world. Point to yourself and say, I am the light of the world.
The light of the world.
And it goes on, it says, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Mm-hmm. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Many of you know this little Sunday school song that I think I've shared this many times here before, but this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And it's from this passage, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. And then we added a verse, won't let Satan blow it out.
Yeah.
We're going to let it shine. Amen.
That's right.
We are the light of the world. And when we walk in this light, that light will expose what may be hidden. That light will even expose evil spirits that are at work. And what do we do about that? We use our God-given authority over them. And this light will even penetrate into dark places where people are planning horrible deeds, maybe terrorist attacks. But this light of the glorious gospel that we preach, and this light that's on the inside of us, when we pray, it will cause things to be revealed,
yeah,
uncovered, exposed,
yeah,
wicked plots and plans of the enemy. Amen?
Yeah, that's right.
Anything to say about that?
I'm good. Okay. I'm rolling with you here, girl.
So how do we disperse this light and dispel the darkness? Well, we have to do all of these things by faith. We speak the word in the name of Jesus. We use our God-given authority. We pray prayers in line with the word of God. And then we rise up and we allow His light to shine through us. Too much of the church world has been asleep. But it's time for the church to arise, and not just rise and shake themselves, but to arise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Love this scripture over in Isaiah. You want to read it?
Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 4 says, arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. Mm-hmm. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is shining on you.
Yes.
Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth. But
Hallelujah.
The glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance.
Amen.
Glory to God. What a
Amen.
Blessing.
Amen.
Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Absolutely.
So what does arise mean? Arise means to get up. And it means to move forward.
That's right. And of course, like we've already said, we're not emphasizing darkness, but we know darkness is present. And this scripture we just read actually calls it gross darkness, because darkness is gross. And people are doing some really gross, horrible things and actions of people that are yielding to the devil. It's disturbing. But thank God, we need to be reminded that the glory of the Lord is on us. It's in us. And it needs to shine through us, His body. The glory is simply His manifest presence. And in Him, there is light. There's no darkness at all. I heard someone say this, that if you look up the definition of darkness, it actually says the absence of light. And someone said, isn't that interesting? Darkness doesn't even have its own definition. It's called the absence of light.
Yeah.
So that tells us how much more powerful is light than darkness. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's for sure. Amen. Isaiah 60 verse 4 and 5 says, look and see, for everyone is coming home. That's good. How many of you have some relatives out there you'd like to see them come home?
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily to live in your house, but I mean...
Come back to Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what we want to say.
Come back to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Look and see, for everyone's coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. Of course, this speaks of unsaved. It speaks of the ones that are backslidden.
Yeah.
It speaks of children returning, coming out of the world. Amen?
Yes.
Coming out of the spirit of this age. It has deceived so many and lured so many people away. It's
yeah.
a seducing spirit, is
it
what
is.
The Bible says. And I'm thinking about John Macmillan's book on the authority of the believer. He said, every morning we must take our seat of authority. Morning by morning, we must remind ourselves that we've been raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
That's
and
right.
it's from that place we can take our authority.
Yes.
From that place
Amen.
That we can pray Holy Ghost prayers. We can pray powerful prayers. And we can see people come back to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I think before we read this, I think that maybe it's good to talk about some areas that you were talking about
yeah.
backslidden relatives. And it just kept coming up in my heart. We were going to talk about later, but all the things that are happening on the college campuses right now, all the protest and the riots and all of this stuff, it's just blatant. It's in your face. And I just heard someone say recently, they were talking about many of these college campuses where these things are happening. And they're like top level colleges. It's the Ivy League colleges of our nation, such as Harvard and Yale and Princeton. And this person was sharing, and I guess you can go online and even look at these. When these colleges were founded, they were founded on the Word of God. And Harvard, it was one of the places where they were training ministers. And that even every class would begin with scripture reading. And then this about Princeton I thought was really interesting. Princeton was founded right after the Great Awakening.
That's right.
Because they needed to train Holy Ghost ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the instructors at Princeton was like Jonathan Edwards, which I think I'm probably related to, can't prove it, but he was a revivalist, so I'll take it. And George Whitfield.
For those of you who don't know, her maiden name is Edwards. Edwards.
And George Whitfield.
Yes.
But what has happened? Well, obviously, before these current things, those colleges, they begin to digress from the roots and of what they were established on. We see that happen even in churches, and the influence of groups that hate America, and they've hired professors that's their agenda, to be anti-America and anti-Israel. We know that there's been paid influencers that go on these campuses to stir these students up and to give them false information. And so many of them, because they're young and they're vulnerable, they really don't even know what they're protesting. They've just been influenced and they've been impacted. And and you ask them even certain questions and they don't even know. They don't know this about Hamas, or they don't know about Palestine, what these different things that they have done. And what has happened is, I was looking at this scripture right before we came. I wanted to share this with you. I believe this is what has happened to many of our young people. That it's found in Matthew chapter 6 in verse 22 and 23 out of the... We don't have it up there, but this is the ESV. It says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Yeah. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" Mm-hmm. So it's like there's been an entrance into particularly our young people, this darkness, and it's caused that darkness to take great root. But you know what? We can pray. Yeah. And the power of that can be broken. And I was reminded again as listening to our friend Mark Brzee before he came tonight, and he shared this. It just kind of, it was just a good reminder. Some of you, how many of you were alive in the 60s? Well, some of you were not, but a few. Oh, Cindy, stand up, Cindy. She's laying behind.
I was barely alive.
Well, you were born, but you weren't barely alive.
Barely alive.
But if you will recall the history, you want to talk about what happened during the 60s?
No.
During the 60s. Well,
I'm trying to forget.
Well, not you personally, but during the 60s, what was happening with our young people? Protest, riots. You know, drugs, rebellion, all of that was happening on the college campuses. And it was a distressing time in our nation. I mean, it's not great right now, but we've seen bad days prior to this in our nation. But what did God do? He swooped down and began to move on hippies. People that didn't wear shoes. And long hair and all of this stuff.
That's not all
to,
we didn't wear.
Well, you said you weren't going to talk about it. You didn't want to talk about it. Free. They were free. Let's just say that.
We thought.
You thought. But think about it. God moved on that group of young people that the devil was trying to use and destroy.
Yeah.
And the Jesus movement, if you haven't seen that movie, Jesus Revelation, true. That's so much of that is true. What was it? It was a catalyst to revival.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God will do it again.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're not going to lose hope, and we're not going to let the devil have our young people, our high schools, our grade schools, where, I mean, they start young now, trying to infiltrate them with the spirit of this age. But we're saying no, and we're declaring that these young people...
And demon spirits, they hang out on college campuses.
That's true.
That's a major area where demonic forces gather.
That's true.
To influence the hearts and the minds of young people. I can remember back in the 70s being in Berkeley at one time. Berkeley was a mess.
Still is.
And my goodness, you know, just so much going on in those college campuses. And so it's, they're under the influence of demonic spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to change that? What changes that is prayer.
Absolutely.
Prayer paves the way, doesn't it?
Amen.
For those things that look impossible to become possible. But God's looking for a people that will stand in the gap.
That's right.
God's looking for people that will be courageous enough to stand up against those forces of evil in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And apply the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
And not just, you know, on occasion, but as a way of life. We need to be seated in our seat of authority and taking our dominion. Amen?
Yes.
And so that's a major area. We talk about needing an awakening in America.
Amen.
That's a major area on our college campuses. A lot of these professors are under the influence of demonic spirits.
Absolutely.
A lot of their finances come from foreign countries, for some of these major countries. foreign countries infiltrating into, you know, not millions of dollars, but billions of dollars.
They're buying them off.
Going to some of these institutions. And so they're like little puppets, you know.
Yeah.
But God, right? But God.
But God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We are lifting up the Word of God. And we're lighting up the world.
Yes.
And part of that world is what's going on in the college campuses. What's going on in the political scene. We need to be covering all of these areas. And even our spiritual father, he saw some of this stuff happening years ago.
Well, it was camp meeting many, many years ago. And after the evening service, Brother Hagin had invited several people up to his suite. And he says, I've got to pray and I've got to pray now. And so it was the middle of the night, and he was praying in the Holy Ghost, praying fervently in the Holy Ghost. And when he woke up, it was about 4 or 5 in the morning, or when he came to himself. Mm-hmm. And in the realm of the Spirit, God showed him 3 demonic spirits coming out of the east, coming out of the Atlantic area. And those 3 demonic spirits were like great big, huge
frogs. Leaping.
And one of them represented economic upheaval in our nation. The other one represented social, you know, a social upheaval in our nation, and of course political upheaval in our nation.
Yeah.
And so the Lord, you know, just instructed him, you need to make sure that you alert the body of Christ in this and alert them to pray.
Yeah.
Well, those forces are still out there.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be sitting on our hands.
That's right.
We don't want to be afraid, but we don't want to be sitting on our hands, twiddling our thumbs.
Yeah.
No, this is our country. This is our nation, and we have a right to pray in this nation.
Amen.
We have a right to pray over our nation. We have a right to loose the ministering spirits all over this country
in
the mighty name of Jesus. Do you want to read this now, and then we'll go ahead and pray?
You want to read it?
No, you go ahead.
So you all have this. Everybody got one of these. If you don't, look over at your neighbor or raise your hand real quick, because we'll read it. I think we should read it together. There's the scripture up there that we read earlier, but let's start where it says Jesus. Jesus, we profess our faith in you. You are the light of the world, and I in you. There is no darkness, for you are our lamp, O Lord, and our God who lights our darkness. Forgive us for fearing and focusing on the darkness around us instead of being filled with faith and shining like the city on a hill you have called us to be. Forgive us for the times when we have been the absence of light, allowing darkness to dwell in America. Lead us forward to dispel the darkness and bring light throughout the church, family, education, business, military, government, arts, entertainment, and media. We are saved by grace through faith, released from the darkness that once held us captive, and now free to walk in the newness of life in you. Light dispels darkness and exposes what is hidden and wicked, so we commit to rise and shine. For by you, Lord, we can take courage to run against the enemy, and by our God, we can fight the good fight and keep the faith as living lampstands in our communities and country. We fear no evil, for you are with us. Lord, your way is perfect. You lead us on the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word is truth, instructing and inspiring us to live in the abundant life you gave when you saved us from the death and destruction of the enemy. Fill us with truth as we read, study, and live your word. God, you are a shield for all those who take refuge in you. As we abide in you and your word abides in us, we take up our shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we come boldly into the darkness to lift up the word and light up the world In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go into some prayer now. And for those of you that pray in the Spirit, please pray in the Spirit. For those of you that don't, just go ahead and hook up and pray in English. Pray fervently. Praise the Lord. So let's just tune up just for a few moments. I'm going to lead us. Brenda will lead us by praying in the Holy Ghost here for a minute. Father, we just come. We come before you tonight, my Father. We enlist, and we petition for your help to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the helper. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, the Spirit of the living God who indwells us. And so we stir ourselves up right now. We stir up the gift of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you are our holy guest tonight. Thank you for your help. Thank you for you are our helper in prayer. Help us to pray out those things that need to be prayed out. Help us to pray through that which would need to be prayed through. We lift up this great nation. We lift up America. Your hand is not shortened. Nothing is too difficult for thee, O God. Namro di celebronde lebese. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, in the natural realm, things look impossible, but not with you and not with us. Oh, we see with eyes of faith. We see with eyes of faith a great awakening in our country, a great awakening in our nation, an awakening. An awakening to righteousness, an awakening, a turning and a repenting, even in the body of Christ. For you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, oh, we thank you. Oh, me. You told us to draw near. And so we draw nigh to the throne of grace. We draw nigh to the throne of grace. We draw nigh unto you. Oh, Mrindishteya, to find grace and help in a time of need. We kelebo samre, vashon de ne sete. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Over the brika samrondishe. Over the political scene in our nation, Lord. Oh, Mrindishe mantandelebesteya. So much darkness, so much under the rug, so many things that are hidden, so many things that need to come forth, so many things that need to be revealed. Oh, Ramasite, you uncover, Lord, uncover, uncover. Makosine Mendishe.
And expose all those deeds of darkness.
In the name of Jesus, over this political scene, in the mighty name, we plead the blood of Jesus over our political leaders. We come against those things. We come against demonic forces that have arrayed themselves against the political scene in our country. In the name of Jesus, we put our foot down right now. Mise kelamate. Oh, brakashela. Breta masore. Oh, minde le brende. Limbro mombore nishela malonde. Vasore. Varanole. Vrandanome. Mandulende. Mandulamanda. Oh, arise, 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 arise. Lo ramanda le ma sombre ni shema nama. La maro tala ma sande. Oh, arise. Le ma rondo le massa. Let God arise in our nation. May God arise. May Jehovah arise. May the goodness of God arise. May the glory of the Lord arise. Oh, and all enemies. All enemies. All enemies in the name of Jesus must be scattered as the body of Christ arises. Om redishe la mande. You arise. You arise. You arise. Emorande basande. And dispel the darkness. And dispel the darkness. And emoko rendishtema. And even remove that which needs to be removed. In the name. That which is an obstacle. That which stands in the way. In the name of Jesus. Be thou removed. Be thou removed. Be thou removed in the name of Jesus. And cast into the sea. Oh, Makea. Om Redi Bashandele Mosande. Aramat. Oh, Father, we pray for their pasea. We pray, Lord, for their salvations. We pray that they will come to their senses. They will do that which is right for this nation. That they will do that which is right. They will do that which is right in God's sight. We lift up our Supreme Court tonight. We lift up our Supreme Court. We lift up the justices in the name of Jesus. Oh, Mringista, guide them by your hand. Guide them by your eye. Oh, Rimeshelebronde de Basondre, Landera Mosaya. Oh, may their head get out of the way. May they follow their heart. May they follow their hearts and do that which is right in so many areas in our country, in so many areas, Lord. In we lift up the justices. Lift up the justices. Oh, we lift up those in the Supreme Court. Oh, we pray the hand of the Lord be upon them. And they would not follow the men di son de la masse le mondre, li pasciondre voronde di bestia, the reasoning of man, but they would follow the Spirit of God. Oh, my. Grant it, Lord. Grant justice to be done. Grant justice to be done. Oh, Ramasia, may they be just in all of their decisions. Just. Oh,
and those whose motives are wrong, and those who they have an agenda. Yeah. And it's not to uphold the law, but it's to demasumba, but to do corrupt and dishonest things. Lord, you said you raise up one and you remove another. Yes. So those that are sitting in places of authority in courts across the land, oh Masuta, on the east coast, oh my supa, no, these plots, these schemes of the enemy, they are uncovered and they are exposed. And deboshombra, and those that have ikashombra, those that have even set themselves up in their own thinking that they're like a god and they can do this and they can do that, and there's no no accountability. No, in the name of Jesus, no, you shall nabasopaka. There is no God except the Lord our God. Yes. Government is not God. A political party is not God. A judge is not God. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the judge. You are the judge, and shall the judge of all the earth, shall he do that which is right. That which is right. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let righteousness prevail. Oh,
in the name.
And the Mekosho, and the Mugureta, and the voices in the media. Lord, we pray, even over social media. We pray over the news station and the newscasters and all of those that are out spreading propaganda in the name of Jesus. We command the mouths of those that are wicked, the mouths of those that are speaking untruth and sowing discord in our nation. We command those mouths to be shut. In the name of Jesus.
We come against that socialistic agenda.
Yeah, that's right. That's
socialism.
Right.
We come against communism. We come against compromise. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As a nation, we stand with Israel. Help those in leadership to wake up and stop backing down and backing up. In the name of Jesus. We stand against terrorism. We stand against those things that mean to do harm to our nation in the name of Jesus. Help our leaders, Lord. In the name, of Jesus. We pray semato ramadishteya. Oh, Father, may our nation needs to be re-strengthened. Re-strengthened in foreign policy. There's been so much compromise. Oh, Father, have mercy, Lord. Oh, ramakashele brontamasie. Arandulo borringi de bashasien de la condre. Vashondre. A restoration. We pray for a restoration. A restoration of those things that have been stolen, really. Stolen from the people of this nation. We pray for a turnaround. We pray for a restoration. A restoration in our economy. In the name of Jesus. Restore. Everyone say restore. 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 We speak a word of restoration. A word of restoration over our economy, Lord. We know Mrunde Meshtea. We know Nola Mandia. We know what your will is. We know what your plan is. O Remasistelevata. Van Lomri Dibashele Brande. Amro Cassine. No, no, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. But we know the demonic spirits are behind a lot of this junk. And so we take our authority. Come on. Everyone rise up and say, we take our authority. We take our place. We take our dominions. As citizens of the kingdom of God. As citizens of the USA. We take our place. And we serve you notice, devil. Never again. Never again. Never again. Will you pull off what you've pulled off in these last few years? We put our foot down. We put our stake in the ground. And we say never, never, never again in the name of Jesus. Oh, Britisama, this is our nation. This is God's country. This is God's country. Amen. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what people say. This is God's country. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. This is God's country. Oh, Remesia. This is our country. And we're taking it back. We're going into the enemy's camp. And we're taking back everything that the devil has stolen. We're marching into the enemy's camp. Oh, with the sword of the Spirit, with intercessory prayer, with the high praises in our mouth, and the word of the Lord's moving mightily through us. We march into the enemy's camp tonight, and we say, devil, enough is enough. Oh, get your hand out and say, I'm taking it back. We're taking our country back. We're taking our nation back. We're taking this place back in Jesus' name. Oh, we will not hide and we will not draw back. But we will be strong in this day and this hour. We will be filled with new power. We will be filled with the grace and glory of God to pray powerful prayers. Oh, Rabashekeinema. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're taking it back. We're taking it back. We're taking back what the devil has stolen. In the name of Jesus, we are taking it all back. Not some of it back. We're taking it all back. We're taking it all back. We're taking our country back. Glory to God. We're taking it back in Jesus' name. Oh, Ramasi Semana. Varandola Moshe. Glory to God. If you believe we're taking it back, lift up your hands and shout. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're taking it back. We're taking it back. We're taking it all back. We've got the faith that takes. We've got the love that takes. We've got the prayer, glory to God, that dominates every evil spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Mama Lucia. Ha ha ha. And so the Spirit of the Lord is upon you now, honey. Go ahead and yield to the Holy Ghost what you have in your heart.
And we are taking back our college campuses in the name of Jesus. Those spirits that have been arrayed to influence and to steal and to tibas sombraka. I say it's like a thief that just comes and he's trying to steal these brilliant minds and trying to corrupt their thinking. No, you don't. In the name of Jesus, we're taking back our college campuses. And this just a padrepa. And I was just reminded of this. Even when the Jesus People Movement, where did it begin? Some of it began right here in San Francisco. And then it went down to L.A. And that's where it really was birthed. And all of those thousands of young people that were baptized down there in the ocean. So the seeds of that revival, they still remain here in this state. And we're not just taking back the nation, but we're taking back our state and all of the great revivals and the things that have happened here. Those seeds are still here. So we water those seeds with our prayers right now. Azusa Street, my goodness. Azusa, the Azusa revival, the initial outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the 1900s. Where did it start? Right here in our state. Ha, ha, ha. So we take back our state. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, ha, and we water those seeds. And it's not just and it's not just a young people's revival. This revival is generational. It doesn't matter how old you are. We're going to get in it together. Hallelujah. Let Radamasabata, let the state of California, let it be on Babrisapaha, ablaze with the fire of revival.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you for it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 And the sepakata and the raboshobreta and the fadroshapata and the firebrands and the firebrands and the firebrands and the firebrands, the firebrands, the firebrands shall come the basoparata. Woo! Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn in our youth. Let it burn in our children. Oh, my. Firebrand. Firebrand. This one is a firebrand. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you too, you're firebrand. hands. It doesn't matter how the bus. Age is just a number. Revival fire. Revival fire. Revival fire. From the young to the old. From the young. And we're firebrands together. Set us on fire, Lord, as a staff.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Oh, lift
Thank
your voice.
You, Lord. Thank lift you, Lord, for revival.
Hallelujah.
Revival fires.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. All across
Glory
this nation.
God.
All across
Amen.
Our state.
The generations are coming together.
Coming together.
Hallelujah. The generations
coming
are coming together.
Coming together.
For a grand finale.
Grand.
A final explosion of almightiness.
The miraculous.
Explosions of almightiness.
Yeah.
Almightiness. An explosion of miraculous. Omri di sepapande libo salinea. Oh, like a limoste, like a river. Like a river flowing together. Rivers flowing together. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for those explosions.
Thank
you, Lord God, for the harvest. For the harvest in this nation. For the harvest, Lord. For the harvest. For the harvest. Oh, Jesus. For the harvest. For the harvest, Lord. Omninesteana. Omnimoniano. Rinemondo. Rinehenehenehono. The harvest, Lord. The harvest. Oh, Imaniondo. Monile Moholine. We stand in the gap tonight for the harvest. Those that are lost, Lord. The more remedishe. It's your harvest, Lord. We thank you, the harvesters. The harvesters. The harvesters. The laborers. The laborers. The laborers. Being anointed. Being anointed with fresh oil. Ha ha. With harvesting tools, Lord. Harvesting tools. Utterance, Lord. Utterance, Lord. Utterance for the harvesters, Lord. Lord. Oh, great grace upon your harvesters, Lord. Woo, glory to God. Explosions of glory. Explosions of almightiness. Explosions of the miraculous. Oh, ha-ha. The dinner bell. The dinner bell. The dinner bell. The dinner bell is ringing. Ha-ha-ha. The dinner bell. Barasom rede shea. Ha-ha. The dinner bell. The dinner bell. Barende shea maha. The dinner bell's ringing. The dinner bell's calling. Omri ni celebrote. Oh, Father. Father. Father, I think of all of the good people, and even in this city here, Lord. Even good people that are deceived, Lord, by the wrong religions. That man I spoke to yesterday, Lord. I lift up Muhammad to you. I lift up Muhammad, that man that I met yesterday. I lift him up, and there's thousands just like him out there, Lord. Oh, Lord, may there be a revelation. We know that you're appearing to Muslims all around the world. Oh, hallelujah. Well, show yourself real to them, Lord. Oh, Ramasise Mataya, the mighty harvest. We can't do it without you, Lord. There's no way that we can reach without you. There's no way that we can preach without you. Oh, but thank God we're not without you. Woo, glory to God, we're united. We're united with the vine. Glory. Ha ha. Ah, yeah. Thank you for the harvest, Lord. Thank you for the harvest. Thank you for the harvest. Many, 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 many. Many, many. Not a few, but many, 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 Meba. Many, many, many. Many people coming to Christ. Many people coming to Jesus. Many people following Him in the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Many, many, many following Him in water baptism. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, mratishe patarene. So be it. So be it, Lord. Vrasiste amrunde shi om brande eze de bundi je de mondali nene. Manino no manina mandoni namanaha.
Lomoni mandale borhinde bojite de bele de 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 ha ta la ma ha. Yemo no ni nanda.
Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, ha ha ha. I just got something in my heart.
Yeah.
There's a global warming, but it's not what the liberals think. God is stirring the fire.
Yeah. Come on.
And things are heating up in the Spirit of God. And there's a total global warming. Hallelujah. Where young people,
come on,
old people, in between people, wherever you are on the scale, young or old, it doesn't matter. The Holy Ghost is warming things up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ha ha! Ha ha! Hail Kunutis! Kemenetes is there. Wisdom will flow from the mouth of babes. Truth will flow from the mouths of children. Ha!
Come on.
Hallelujah! Amazing things, because God is heating things up. He's stirring things up. Hallelujah. And we're, you and I are right in the middle of it. Hallelujah. And this fellowship here, there's millions like us. Hallelujah. All around the world,
yeah,
calling on the name of Jesus, not standing for the darkness, but saying, let's have some light up in here. Hallelujah. And the freedom is flowing and the river is flowing and you can't stop it. You can't stop the river. It's not a trickle, Pastor Brenda. It's not just a little teeny bit where you splash around in your ankles. It's deep waters to swim in. Hallelujah! Rivers. The river of freedom. Real freedom. River of real knowledge. Hallelujah. Real understanding. For in Him is all the fountains of wisdom. All the fountains of peace and revelation and grace and goodness. It all comes from above. Oh, the enemy has tried to hide that, but he can hide that. I see him bursting at the seams, doing everything they can do to possibly hide it, but he can't hide this. You can't stop this. You can't hide this, and you cannot deny what God is doing in this hour.
Man.
He's heating it up. Hallelujah.
Woo.
A burning fire that cannot be quenched. Hallelujah. Cannot be quenched. Praise God.
Whoa, glory to God. Stand up, everybody. Let's give Him some praise. Ha, 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 ha. Woo, glory. Whoa. Glory to God. I like that. Not global warming as one would think. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha 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 mo sike amoride. Oh ho 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 ma sike de ma. Oh mrinishe lebronde. Abronget yisikaliano lomo kalianana dogonie nene. Oh, we lift up a rukashi in the mokomli. Go ahead and pray, guys. Bikana maya. Yena koshemania. Anion dobleke shele propa. Vrende dozinde. A restoration. A restoration of that which has been stolen, even in the area of small businesses. In the area of the economy, Lord. Come on, pray for a restoration. A restoration. A restoration, even in our small businesses. So many people leaving the area. So many people packing up. So many people giving up. We pray for a restoration, Lord. Atona mashela branda rebestea. Ora makasambrondi stele brondo. All those things that have been unreasonable. Those things that have been unreasonable in that area. Oh, Father, thank you for restoring a new hope. A new hope. New sepra kamri shela mronde. Turning it around, Lord. Turning it around. Turning it around in the name above every name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah ha 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 mo sole meni shela.
aniondolo boku celebrinde le bassondre li sola matia rapassondri di astaya. You lead, Lord, and you guide. You direct their paths, Lord. You put in their spirit, Lord. You put down deep in their heart, new ideas. Glory to God. Thank you for the plans and purposes of God being fulfilled. I think we ought to rejoice. Can we sing something, PT? If you can make your way to the pulpit, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says in His temple, does everyone speak of His glory? Come on, let's just say glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my. My lindo labaje. You could pray all night. I mean, you could pray all night for the lost. You could pray all night for the harvest. Oh, thank you, Lord.